week's parshiyos of Tazir Mitzorah talk about Dinei Tzaras. There's an interesting halacha related to Tzaras which can teach us a very important lesson about life itself. The Torah tells us that a typical Nega Tzaras on the skin can make a person tame if one of three things occur. Either if there is Seir Lavan, if there's some white hair, two white hairs in the middle of the Nega, the middle of the white discoloration of the skin, or if there's a michya, if there's some healthy flesh in the nega, or if the nega spreads, if posa ha-nega, if it spreads beyond its original dimensions. In each one of these three cases, the person becomes a mitzora muchlach, he's completely tame, and he has to go michutz la-machane. But then the pasuk adds something remarkable, that although fission, the spreading of the nega, makes a person tame, but if kulo hafach lovan toaru, if the nega spreads to the entire body of the individual, if all of his skin turns white, then he's tohar. At first glance, this seems very strange. Ipcha mistabra. If even a small amount of spreading of the nega renders a person tame, then certainly if the nega spreads to his entire body, he should be tame. Why does the pasuk say that kulo hafach lovan tohar? How can he be tohar if the nega, if the discoloration in the skin spreads to the entire body? The Chafetz Chaim explains in his Perush on Chumash that there's a critical lesson in this pasuk. We know Chazal say that Tzaras comes because of different averis that a person does. The Gemara in Erchin on Daf Tezayin lists seven different averis that can cause Tzaras. Of course, the most famous of which is Lashon Hara. A Mitzora who's been declared a Tomei Muchlot has to go Michutz Tamachaneh. He has to separate himself from the rest of the camp, from the tzibur. He has to engage in a process of tshuva to make amends for what he's done wrong. Says the Chafetz Chaim, this person who's a mitzora has to be encouraged to do tshuva only if his sin and tuma is on part of his body. Because until the nega covers him from head to toe, he can still rationalize. He can give excuses. He might not see the problem with his behavior. So he has to separate himself from the tzibur. He has to separate himself from other people to give him time to contemplate, to think about what he's done wrong. But someone who has a neg on his entire body can't live in denial. It's staring him straight in the face. It's obvious that he's done something wrong. Such an individual doesn't have to be sent away. He doesn't have to be forced to do tshuva. Because for him, tshuva will come naturally without any external pressure. As he realizes that he's done something wrong. That's why kulo hafach lovan toaru. Once it's spread throughout his entire body, he knows that he's done something wrong. So he'll do tshuva without pressure. I think there's a very important message in this pasuk. People tend to rationalize their own behavior. They don't like to admit their faults. They don't like to work to correct their deficiencies, even if they know it's the right thing to do. The challenge is not to wait until kulo hafach lavan, until a person has reached rock bottom and he knows he needs help. The key is to constantly be in a process of tshuva throughout life, to constantly be looking for ways to improve, to be willing to listen to musa, and to push oneself to grow from that musa. That's the goal of life. To grow, to change, to try to get better day by day. It's not healthy to let small problems fester until they become serious. We have to be looking to grow. We have to constantly be looking to get better. If we have proper goals and a balanced approach, we're not too critical with ourselves, but yet we're honest, then we'll be well on our way toward achieving a sense of real shleimus. Shabbos.